Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the founder and CEO of Church Answers.
I want to do a segue into our first sponsor, Midwestern Seminary. In our last episode, kind of at the end, you talked about their enrollment numbers.
Yes.
What? Share them.
3,800. They're over 3,800 headcount now.
Wow.
When Dr. Allen and I think of them got there, it was around 1,100.
That is incredible.
7 years, it's grown more than twofold.
Wow. And more than threefold.
Well, it's grown.
It's grown.
Twofold.
Okay.
More than twofold.
Okay. I think I get the math.
Yeah.
1,100, 3,800.
So, because 1,100 would be grown to like 2,200, which would be 3,300.
3,300 would be threefold, and it's 3,800, so it's more than...
It's twofold growth.
Okay. I know that this has been a fascinating start to Rainer on Leadership as we try
to... It's the wording makes it confusing.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay. Well, anyway...
It's more than three times as big now than it was...
That's what I was looking for. That's what I'm talking about.
Is that wording better? Yes.
Yeah.
I was talking about the delta rather than the actual.
Oh, Delta Dom.
Now we've lost everybody.
Yes.
For the four of you still left here.
Please come back and tell your friends to come back as well. Okay. So when it's all said and done, we want to talk about reaching the nominally church, but we started off talking about Midwestern Seminary, our sponsor. Thank you, Midwestern.
Yeah, which you can go to online. Today's episode is sponsored by Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, as you mentioned. They offer more than 25 degrees at both the undergraduate and master's level that are fully attainable online. From business to Bible counseling to Christian education, you can prepare for your future at your own pace in your own location. You can learn more at mbts.edu/online.
Maybe this is off topic just a little bit before we get to reaching the nominally church, but... On occasion, I have been criticized for my listicles. In fact, that's what someone called them, my listicles.
They get page views.
Yeah. Well,
people want to read differently online than they do in books.
I understand that, but I've been doing listicles.
I will defend your listicles till the day I die.
I've been doing listicles before listicles have been cool, but by my nature, I am succinct.
Yes.
That's just who I am. Little books, little blog posts, just.
And when people read articles online, they want succinct stuff.
Okay. Well, I am succinct. So let me give you, we'll get to the eight succinct points. Last night, I sent an email to three sons.
Okay.
Sam, Mark, Jess. The responses, I'm not going to tell you what it was about because it would be broaching privacy, but the responses, Sam responded with four sentences.
Okay.
You know, short, but to the point, but four sentences. Jess responded with one sentence. You want to see Art's response?
One word.
One word, yes.
Well, he said it last, it looks like, so...
Yes.
It's possible that he was just agreeing with everything that his brothers have already said.
He was, but he waits to do that so he can say the least.
I respect that.
He has my personality of brevity and just does not want to get into these long conversations.
I do that same thing on some of the Church Answers email threads.
Yeah?
Because I wait. I'm like, yeah, I agree with everybody. Sounds good. Maybe two words. Sounds good.
They like that affirmation.
Yeah.
They do. And I do that on the blog post.
Yeah.
I'd say, great point. Thank you. Something like that.
All 8,000 words that you just wrote about the 400-word article. Thank you.
Yeah, there are a few.
Thank you for that comment.
So we're going to have some succinct points, listicle, if you will, eight on, because last week, the previous episode of Rainer on Leadership, we talked about the unchurched, or the nominally church, I should say, and how to understand who they are. Now we're going to talk about reaching them, and so we will go with 8 points about reaching them.
Yeah, and somebody may think, well, you've already reached them. They're kind of nominally church, already at the church. We're going to get to that in just a second because they maybe need to be reached. So first of all, who are they? I mean, that kind of points back to episode 532.
Yep. Those who attend 15 or fewer times a year. And you indicated that's roughly
one a month.
Once a month. That's nominal church. We have mentioned on more than one occasion that the idea of an active church member is two times or more a month. I really hope that in the near future we can do away with that definition. It's more commonly accepted, but I wish we could just do away with it and have a more meaningful definition. Someone say, well, people travel. You can go to church when you travel. When you go to Cape San Blas, you go to First Baptist Port St. Joe, mm-hmm. usually. When I go to Bradenton, I go to West Bradenton Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
First Baptist Sevierville when I'm in Dollywood.
Oh, yeah. I forgot this. And have you found a place in Branson?
I'm not there enough.
Okay. Well, you got to spend a few days in Branson and
I know.
Find a church there.
I haven't been there in a year.
I am so sad.
Maybe it's been 2 years.
You were in Dollywood just a few weeks ago,
yeah,
weren't
I was.
You?
That was fantastic.
All right. Okay. Back to what we were, reaching the nominally church. First of all, we define them as those who attend 15 or fewer times a year. And now we're going to go into how do we reach them?
Yes. So they need to know they are missed.
Yeah. This is really where getting someone in a group is
hugely
important.
Well, if you're just coming to worship.
Yes.
And you're coming once a month.
Yep.
In most churches. Not every church, because the smaller church is a little bit easier to know who's there every week. If you show up at my church once a month, we got five services, and we got 1,200 people. I would not know. I don't know if you're even there, period, let alone if you're there once a month.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm if you don't go to my service and sit near me, I probably don't know you're there.
Right.
Even if you're not in a Sunday school.
Well, I'll tell you,
small group.
I mentioned in the previous episode that I missed my church here in Spring Hill in the Nashville area 4 Sundays in a row when I was in Bradenton. I went to my other son's church those 4 Sundays. By the way, I went to the 8 o'clock, I went to the 9:30, and I went to the 11, then I went to the 11 again.
Did you go to the Spanish church?
No, I did not go to the Spanish church. I needed to, but I didn't understand it. So
Sam's not preaching that one, sorry.
Yeah. But really 3 good services. But while I was gone, I got 2 or 3 texts, miss you.
From people in your
group?
In your
community
group,
exactly. Mm-hmm. We miss you guys. And there was no ritual. It wasn't like they were going through some type of roll and seeing how many people there. They just didn't see us there, and so they missed us. So one of the first things you've got to do, leader, is you have to urge, encourage, exhort people to get into groups. Otherwise, you're not going to miss them to miss them.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
You're not going to know they're not there.
That's right.
So, and also that goes along with, and you kind of mentioned it, the ritual. You need to have some kind of system in place for people that miss 3 or 4 weeks in a row.
So group leaders need to be trained.
Yes. Well, and Beth does this as children's minister. She watches her roles and she runs it every month. And if a family who was here the previous month has not shown up this month in Sunday school, she knows and she can drop them a note. Things like that. So,
and we use one of the very more common church software programs, church management software programs, mm-hmm. and I'm the one who actually gets the role. There are two of us that do, and I can tell who's been there that day and who's been there once in the last month and contact them. Mm-hmm. It's really a neat thing to do. By the way, 833. That's the community group. Yeah, we're averaging 17 now.
Wow, I lost 3. Of mine.
Where did
they get married?
So
3 different people getting married. So whenever you're the young singles teacher, you tend to lose people whenever that happens.
You pray that they will be as Paul.
No, I pray for them to fulfill what God would have them to do in their life. And if that means getting married, so be it.
Okay. Did they meet in the class?
2 of them did, yeah.
Oh, that's very, so, that's actually
cool. And then the other one, her fiance is he lives elsewhere.
Think about a firm foundation for getting started in marriage. Where did you meet Beth, by the way?
College.
Okay.
Bible study group.
Well, there you go. Bible study. That's a firm foundation.
We met at church.
Okay. So they need to know they're missed.
Yes. many of them need to be evangelized. This goes back to the previous point that some of them are not Christian.
Yeah, in the previous episode, number 532, understanding the non-league church, the seventh point that we made is that they're often not Christians. Obviously, if they're not Christians, they need to be evangelized. And what I really appreciate in many churches is the lack of assumption. In other words, no matter who is there, the possibility that someone may not know Christ as their Savior. And whether it's an explicit, detailed gospel presentation, or whether it's just come talk to us if you have any questions, I love it when churches do that, because those nominally church are going to flow in about once a month for a season. And maybe that's the issue. And again, if they were in a group, they probably already would have been evangelized one way or another. But many of these nominally church need to be evangelized.
Right. Number four, I guess it is. Movement to groups is often the most effective strategy. We kind of touched on that already.
Yeah, but you need to be strategic about
yes.
it.
And this is, I don't see it in here, but this is where the church membership class.
Yes.
That helps you knock down the possibilities of nominally churched. It helps you knock down the possibilities of them missing out on being in a group. And it also helps you with the evangelism, because there should be an evangelism
yes.
presentation in every church membership class.
Yeah, I went to a church membership class a couple
That's
weeks
right.
ago.
Right, you texted me.
Yes.
I won't tell Sam what you said about it.
I don't remember.
It wasn't positive.
Oh.
You just didn't enjoy being in a class.
Oh, the content was fine,
yeah.
to be clear.
It was just the...
There were people there.
Yeah.
That I didn't know.
Which is good. It's good to have people in the church membership class. Usually that means they're wanting to join the church.
Yeah, I think all of them that were in that class ended up joining the church.
Good.
Their process, you have to go through some hoops. I mean, you have to...
Hey, high bar. Well, Who did he learn that from?
Somebody wrote
Blame
high expectations.
Yourself. Look in the mirror.
So you have to have an appointment, first of all, with the staff member.
Wow.
Then you go... the staff member just needs to get to know you. That's
okay.
a better thing. Take him lunch, whatever.
Okay, gotcha.
Then you go through a membership class, and in the membership class, you then have to, after you go through it, you have to indicate your willingness to abide, to agree to all the expectations yeah. of the membership.
Church covenant type thing.
It is, and doctrinal statement. And after that, you still haven't joined. You have to indicate a desire to join. Then you're contacted formally by a staff person, and you have to answer and see if there are any questions you have, and then you're presented to the church.
That is a few hoops.
It is.
But a good process, because membership matters.
If I recall correctly, Sam, I know you listen to me on this on occasion. He usually binges on this on 1.5 speed or something like that. If you're listening, you can correct me. But I think he told me that his assimilation rate has flip-flopped from 20 to 80. In other words, 20% of the people who were joining stayed active in the church, and now 80% are joining staying active in the church.
Because the bar is being raised, and they understand that it's more of a commitment.
Exactly.
Than it
and
was.
I asked him if the flow coming in had slowed down. He said, yeah, it had. But not nearly as much as the sticky factor
yeah.
is keeping them.
Well, do you want numbers for numbers' sake, or do you want people who are going to be invested in the ministry of the church?
I want fully devoted disciples of Christ.
There you
I
go.
I like that.
All right, because movement to ministry is the second most effective strategy. So you get them in groups, that helps.
Yep.
Moving to ministry, that also helps even
Getting
more.
Them in groups, you're developing the relationships. Getting them in ministry, you're developing the service.
Yeah, responsibility.
Yeah, once that...
Relationships and responsibility.
I can tell at a church, and you know, I mentioned this on many occasions, I have absolutely loved being a church member in the classic sense. Just not preaching, just being there and watching what's going on.
Well, you are a church member.
I am a church member. I will.
Gosh.
Excuse me, who moved my pulpit?
Yeah.
I love doing that because I can watch, I observe, I mean, I guess it's just my nature. I observe and I can tell you who is going to be a leader in the church in some form or another. And I just watch them. And there's this couple in our church and I'm watching them, and what they're doing is they're coming early to get coffee ready. You watch them. They'll continue to do more service. They'll
yeah.
continue to get more active. They're connecting.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right?
I like it.
You need to acknowledge the hurt, but focus on the future. This is the nominally church that may be going through the season or that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, the sixth thing that we mentioned in episode 533 was sometimes they're responding to being hurt from the church. And sometimes you just got to say, I understand. church is messy and people can be messed up at times. I get that. But then you have to say, let's don't make it all about you and how you messed up. Let's look to the future. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what you can do. Let's talk about how you can serve in the future. I mean, good gracious alive, when you look at the New Testament, and not just the church at Corinth, even the beloved Philippi had Euodia and Syntyche fighting each other.
So they made it into the canon.
That
about fighting. That's rough, man.
Now, think about this for a moment. This is hitting me for the first time. Euodia and Syntyche made it into the canon for fighting, mm-hmm. and yet the Corinthian guy who was sleeping with his stepmother...
Totally unknown.
We don't know his name.
Nope. Totally anonymous.
I mean, is that one of the mysterious theological questions that are out
Ananias
there?
Ananias and Sapphira, they made it in there for something worse.
Yeah, they lied about their giving. And so, bzzz, gone.
Boof.
Yeah. But the guy who's committing this great moral... I'm just assuming that they let him back into the church after Second Corinthians was written, because mm-hmm. Paul was saying, let him back, and Paul said, all right, he's back. Holy Spirit.
Maybe that's why, you know, he repented. Maybe that's why he's anonymous.
I wonder what that means.
We're
about
really
you.
Digging into this.
Yes.
Way too far.
Yes. Acknowledge the hurt. Focus them on the future. Have them look forward, because hurt is always looking backwards.
All right. Number 7, churches are missing reaching this group often more than the inactive and the unchurched group.
All right.
You still got a connection with these people.
You do?
That's why. And so focus on them, right?
Let's talk about the three groups. We've got three groups mentioned here. We've got the nominally church of which we're speaking about, which are those who are there 15 or fewer times a year. We've got the unchurched, who are just not connected to a church in any way. And then we have the inactive, who have some type of, maybe it's membership or some type of connection, but they're not attending. Three different groups of people. The ones that we focus the least on are the nominally church. Hmm. We have strategies to reach the unchurched. People write books about reaching
their next door
church. And there's some, we can get some surprising insights from them.
I think we've almost hit all the book titles recently.
Oh,
you work autopsy into this thing, I'll be impressed.
Well,
churches that don't, we'll need an autopsy.
We need some evangelism in the 21st century for some of these. They're missing reaching this group much more. The inactive, some churches have a strategy for reaching the inactive, even though it's usually a poor strategy. Mm. They're on the roll, we're going to reach.
Yeah.
The nominally church fall through the cracks pretty quickly. And they fall through the cracks. And
because they're there enough that you see them.
Yeah.
But not there, not enough that you have a strategy to reach them.
Exactly.
They're
exactly.
in that squishy middle.
Exactly. But they will move to that inactive category rather quickly if you don't have something to reach them right away.
But as we talked about, if they're in the inactive, it's hard for them to come back because of the social pressures that involve returning after being gone for so long.
Exactly.
So they typically don't come back to that church.
That's right.
If they do come back.
That's right. Which brings up the point about swapping inactive membership roles with other churches and see if you can reach people. I know. That's not a good strategy. And
well, I wouldn't say it's a bad strategy. It's just that shouldn't be a cornerstone strategy.
Okay. Fair enough. It will not be my cornerstone.
No. But I do think it would be good to reach out to people who do have church backgrounds that may not be plugged into a local church.
Okay. Fair enough. I've told my stories too many times anyway. So this is a group that can be reached, but the window is very brief.
Yeah, we talked 6 to 12 months.
Yep. And after that, they fall into the inactive category, and at that point, it becomes increasingly difficult. I had a pastor ask me at Church Answers 30, 60 days ago. I don't remember. And he didn't ask me. He asked the community, and I answered. He said, should I even focus on the inactive? I know we're not talking about that group. Yeah, but this goes to, in limited resources, where do you allocate your resources?
Ooh.
That goes to the principle of receptivity, which can bring up all kinds of issues, theological issues. But I would say to this, don't neglect them, but you may not be putting the efforts that you would be.
Yeah, but don't neglect evangelism of the lost to try to bring in those.
Yeah. If they are believers. Anyway, there needs to be some effort. But this is the group, the nominally church, those that are attending 15 or fewer times a year, this is the group that can be reached.
Yeah, somebody's going to write in about the 99 and the 1 about this, but go ahead and make that comment.
Yep.
So, all right, number 8, final point. this is part of the attendance frequency problem and an opportunity, I guess, to correct that, right?
Yeah. When you begin to talk about the common definition of active members, which I loathe, it's more commonly accepted. Someone is considered active if they're attending church twice a month.
That's like half.
That's good.
I know.
Especially if it's a four Sunday month. It's really, if it's not, it's like 40%.
I know.
So, yeah, I don't like that.
Same.
Maybe we can defeat that dragon at some point, but for now, that is considered an active attendee, an active member.
And active, not inactive.
No. Yeah. They are active members. I won't even use the article there. But you have this opportunity to reach this other group, but they are a part of the attendance frequency problem. They're attending once a month compared to these others who are attending twice.
And if they just went from once to twice or three times a month, you'd get, say you have 15 in your church, that bumps your average up.
Yes. If they went from one to three, you'd have an average attendance of 45 without even increasing your membership. Mm. So this is a group that we don't talk about that much. It's a group that we need to talk about more. This is a group that we need to reach. So I hope that episodes number 532 and 533 have been helpful to you, because we think that this is a group that you can be reaching right now in your church. Thank you, Vander Blumen, for being our sponsor.
Yeah, I got something new here. The 12 Vander Blumen differences that allow them to serve their clients better than other search firms. One of those is that theology matters. Vander Blumen's staff has more seminary and theological experience than any other search firm, with more than 250 collective years of church leadership experience. To learn more about all 12 of Vander Blumen's differences, visit vanderdifference.com.
You can do so much with Vander.
It's so good.
Vander Socks,
Vander Difference. Vander Socks.
Y'all are so clever there. Y'all are just doing a great job.
Vander Search.
This is first I've heard about this. So
Vander Holyfield. No, that's
a different one. So congratulations, Vander Blumen, on this distinctive, and I think it is worthy of noting.
That's
and
great.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Reaching the Nominally Unchurched.
One of the greatest predictors of a disciple's spiritual growth is regular Bible reading. That's why Lifeway created the Daily Discipleship Guide. This new resource in the Bible Studies for Life family contains content for a weekly group Bible study and also includes 5 daily devotions to reinforce what was learned in the group meeting. That daily commitment to reading God's Word helps create a habit that leads to discipleship. To download 4 free sessions of the Daily Discipleship Guide, visit BibleStudiesForLife.com/DDG. That's BibleStudiesForLife.com/DDG. Once again, Rainer on Leadership is a proud member of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or in your favorite podcasting app. And join us online at TomRainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.